Abba, Gunya Vihade. Deyadadhamadhava, Gunya Vihade. Gopirana Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopirana Vallava Giri Varadhari Sodanandana, Rajadanarandana. Yasodanandana, Rajadanarandana. Kamunatira. Panachari Ramunatira Panachari Deyaradhamadhava Gunyavihari Dayaradhamadhava Gunyavihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Dayana Singharev, Dayana Singharev, Dayana Singharev, Dayana Singharev. Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Gaur Premarandi Hari Hari Bo.
Svatko što može da dostigne Brahma Loku ili Satya Loku uz pomoć duhovnog savršenstva i vježbe, sposoban je da dostigne tri vrste savršenstva. Onaj tko je dostigao neku posebnu planetu zahvaljujući svojim pobožnim djelima, dostiže mjesta koja su u skladu sa njegovim dotičnim pobožnim djelatnostima. Onaj tko je pak dostigao određeno mjesto zahvaljujući obožavanju Virata ili Hiranyagarbhe, dostiže oslobođenje zajedno sa Brahmom. Međutim, ovdje se naročito spominje onaj ko dostiže određeno mjesto zahvaljujući svojoj službi predanog poštovanja, kao i način na koji prodire kroz različite omotače svojim razumom i tako konačno otkriva svoju pravu duhovnu prirodu Voda
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tato visesham paradipatya nirvaidyas tenat manapo nalamurti atvaram yutirmayo vayum upetya kale vayatmanakam brihadatmalingam. Translation: after reaching Satyaloka, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body in an identity similar to that the gross body, and one after another he gradually attains stages of existence from earthly to watery, fiery, glowing and airy until he reaches the ethereal stage. This verse and purpose describe an interesting subject matter, that is, how the devotee on his way back to the spiritual world undergoes different changes in the body. Yes, it is described on Satyaloka, the devotee has finally a fearless body. In other words, it's not so much eaten up by the time. It's still a material body, and eventually it will also be annihilated, but that's after such a long, long time. Satyaloka is not influenced by the changes, the partial cosmic partial destructions of the universe. Now, sitting today in Pula in an early spring morning with devotees who are, preparing themselves to enter into spring, I feel if we get too scientific, we will lose most of you on the way to Satyaloka. Yes. Therefore, I want to raise a controversial issue this morning, which will keep you all awake. But here comes our technician first. It's not the best microphone, isn't it? All right? Doesn't work. It's also not so controversial that we have to record every word. It's the question here is, a devotee, Prabhupada says in his purport, that the fearless devotee, please read it, it's in the last paragraph, the fearless devotee of the Lord penetrates each one of them, that's the coverings of the universe, and ultimately reaches the absolute atmosphere where everything is of one and the same spiritual identity. It's maybe the fifth sentence, last paragraph. The fearless devotee of the Lord. It's maybe the eighth sentence from the last word up. The fearless. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, it's about going back home, back to Godhead. Now I want to raise a very interesting point. In one of the lectures which Prabhupada says, which Prabhupada gave in Tokyo, he said, we are never separated from Krishna. You are actually all together with Krishna. Now you might say, how is this? At least I'm not consciously aware that I'm together with Krishna. Listen for the most amazing and very deep explanation. When a man falls asleep, he enters into a dream world and forgets that he lies on the bed. He forgets all the relatives which may be in the house, but is far, far away from reality. In the same way, our material experiences can be compared with a dream. Each one of us, we have our real life, our life with Krishna. If a devotee is serious in Krishna consciousness, he can wake up from his dream and be with Krishna. Yes, you have heard properly. Prabhupada once answered the question, how long does it take to go back to Krishna, by saying, you can be back with Krishna in 1 second. Or not after billions and millions of lives. It simply depends on factors. He says, on knowledge and on accepting the fact. This statement can be easily understood in the context of the first point which we raised. In less than a second, a person can be back in his real life when he is awakened from his dream. Medyutim, if he is not awakened from his dream, or if he wants to continue to dream, then he is light years away, you could say, from his real life. This being in the spiritual dimension has been described by Prabhupada often. One morning in London, he shocked his audience by saying, "We are not in London!" Imagine if I would say, "We are not in Pula, Prabhus!" Kamisli. The answer is, Prabhupada says, we are in Vaikuntha. We are in the spiritual world. Because what are we doing here? We are chanting the holy names. We are serving Krishna. All are Vaikuntha atmospheres, activities. And Prabhupada further made the point, it's just like super soul in the heart of a pig. He's not in the mud. Blatu. Yeah. Super soul is always in the spiritual atmosphere. So a devotee who is in the spiritual atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, he is not in the material world. Krishna has explained this by saying, Yatra tishtami narada yoginam hridayeshuva, that I'm not in the hearts of the yogi, I'm not in Vaikuntha, but I'm there where my devotees chant my names. Those who are in Krishna consciousness are in the spiritual world. And those who are not in Krishna consciousness, they are simply in the material world. Now, I think to some small extent, every single Vaishnava who is here with us this morning has a little experience of this. We all have been experiencing a great joy in Krishna consciousness at one time or another. And we had that feeling of unlimited freedom in Krishna consciousness. We had that spiritual taste. So, we will have to address the question, what is our state now? Are we now living in the spiritual world of Krishna consciousness or in the material world of our mind's entanglements? Are you living in the kingdom of God or in the prison of the mind? I'm sorry for always boiling it down to such existential questions. Yes. If you want to live in the kingdom of God, you have to learn to live in Krishna consciousness. And that is the challenge and the task of our human existence, especially as devotees of Krishna. We ISKCON members have to think of Prabhupada's definition of ISKCON. We will have our ISKCON in the spiritual world. That means he speaks of an ISKCON in the kingdom of kingdom of God ISKCON. A pure ISKCON. A transcendental movement where the members are happily engaged in Krishna's service. It is possible. Yes. We have the duty to fulfill this claim of Srila Prabhupada. So, Hare Krishna, I thank you very much for listening to this short lecture. I always, when I give short lectures like this, I remember a story which I heard about a very successful businessman who was asked in the university to tell his tanya to the secret, to the students. And he simply said three sentences. Think. I know in Yugoslavian also. Misli. Yeah. So these are very interesting points which we raised. Please think about them and come to your own conclusions about how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Do you have any questions regarding these points? Serious devotee. The first qualification of seriousness, or you can say sincerity also, our deities will come. Sisi, go Nitaiki, day! Beautiful deities in Pula. Mirjana, the first qualification of sincerity is honesty. First, you have to be postenya. Now, at this stage, when a devotee is honest, he sometimes just becomes totally discouraged. He or she sees many bad qualities which have covered the pure soul. And the question arises, when will I ever conquer over these bad qualities? Now, there are two roads to take from the point of honesty. One is the mental road, and one is the road of Krishna consciousness. Someone on the mental platform will start to lament. So many bad qualities. I will never make it. And he will just surrender to different forms of, I would say, Yes, depressions maybe even, or giving up simply the try. And the honest, but the honest, the sincere devotee, he will, after going through the stage of honesty, will say, nevertheless, let me try to serve Krishna somehow or other. Krishna is Dinabandhu. That means the friend of the fallen. And he's also Bhakta Vatsala. That means the friend of his devotees. Krishna also is called Bhakta Grahi. Bhakti Graha. Uno momento. Yes! Bhakta Grahi Janardana. That means he takes the essence of bhakti from his devotee. In other words, even if you have a spark of bhakti only, Krishna takes that. Because Krishna is the greatest personality. A very great personality will only see the good. He will simply not see the bad. A not so great personality, he will see the good and the bad, but he will choose to focus himself on the good. But Krishna just sees the good. It does not mean he is not sufficiently critical, but this is just a sign of his great character. So, a sincere devotee is honest, and although he might see some problems in his life, or her life, some shadow, so to say, he is still very enthusiastic to serve Krishna. Never give up to the mind which says, oh, if you honestly look, you have so bad quality, so there's no chance for you. These are also qualities of a devotee. He's Satyam, a Brahmana. I'm sorry, he's Satyam. Brahmana, a Brahmana. He has this, honesty. Or truthfulness, we say. Yes. Very important for a spiritual person. But at the same time, utsahan nischayat dariyat. He is enthusiastic, he is perseverant, and patient. Does this help, Milena? Anyone else? How do you like this point? We are never separated from Krishna. It's an interesting point. Once, in another lecture, Prabhupada spoke about the question, will we remember our material lives when we go back to Krishna? And Srila Prabhupada said, well, it will be like the cowherd boys, our material, when they were in the cave of Lord Brahma. After they awoke, they didn't know what happened to them. They just joined Krishna's pastimes. You know. Imagine, Madan Mohan, all the millions of lifetimes and worries which you have had as a conditioned soul, revolving through the cycle of birth and death, will be just forgotten. It's just like the boys who woke up in the cave. What happened? They simply were not interested. Where's Krishna? Let us join. If I think about this, I'm becoming very happy. It means my present state of health doesn't matter really. The present situations, which may not always be completely ideal, we will pass through them. Doesn't matter so much. Yeah. This is very important, this understanding. Now, I obviously do not want to enter into all of the discussion, where did the soul come from, because we will humbly wait for our GBC to come up with an answer and educate us in this difficult matters. Okay. So thank you very much for attending this lecture. I wanted to say in passing, this evening we desire to also give a lecture, and I thought to show a short multivision. We have said we would show the Vrindavan show, but I understood from Gurgopal we have showed it already here. I forgot. So we will just show you a short multivision, which will be a surprise. We won't tell it to you, because then you're more in what will happen this evening. Yes, and please be so kind to tell devotees who might live outside, or who might not be here, to come if they are interested and will, because we will go a new dimension in planning has been opened. We will go on Saturday morning, so I will only have this one evening program to address all of the devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Re Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Gauranitai,